This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The State Health Department is sending text and email reminders to parents and guardians about the importance of keeping kids up to date on routine childhood vaccines. Since the start of the pandemic, data show a drop in kids getting those vaccines. They'll go to parents and guardians of nearly 8,400 children ages 0 to 4 years old whose state immunization records show they're overdue. The U.S. Department of Education is forgiving student loans for more than 2,000 Coloradans that attended ITT Technical Institute. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports the move is part of a broader investigation that found ITT misled students about the quality of their degree programs.
The Department of Education is discharging nearly $4 billion in federal student loans nationwide related to fraud at ITT, including about $46 million for Coloradans. The debt forgiveness applies to loans taken out between 2005 through ITT's closure in 2016. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A new representative from southeastern Colorado's Plains was recently appointed to the Board of History Colorado. Bent County Commissioner Kim McDonnell will be the first from the region in a long time, if ever. She says she wants to strengthen the connection between the board and her community.
And just bring an appreciation to our own community and folks that this board is not something that is other or out there or not us.
McDonald says there are historic sites in her region that have never been interpreted and need preservation. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.